They soon made out a number of white shapes, at which Sancho Panza's courage completely failed him and his teeth began to chatter. His terror increased when they were able to discern some 20 horsemen in white robes, each holding a torch and each muttering under his breath. Behind them came a litter draped in black, followed by 6 riders swathed in black down to their mules' feet, for it was clear from the animal's slow pace that they were not horses. This strange vision at such a time of night and in such an abandoned place would have been enough to strike fear not only into Sancho's heart, but his master's as well, except that Don Quixote was convinced that it was a scene from one of his books. He fancied the litter a bier on which some knight lay dead or grievously wounded, and thought that he alone had been assigned to avenge whatever injury the poor man might have suffered. So, with no further ado, he lowered his lance, drew himself up tall in the saddle, and with noble bearing and dispatch stationed himself in the middle of the road, directly in the path of the oncoming troop.